Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that guided by the mantra of reform, perform and transform, India is in a position to help lift the world out of slow growth. Addressing a World Leaders Forum in New Delhi, he said India will soon become the world's third largest major economy and is on the way to becoming a developed nation by 2047.
Reform, perform, transform ke mantra par chal raha Bharat aaj us sthiti mein hai ki wo duniya ko dheemi growth se bahar nikal sakta hai. Hum phehre hue pani mein kinare par baith kar ke kankad maar kar enjoy karne wale log nahi hai. Hum बहती तेज धारा को मोड़ने वाले लोग हैं और जैसा मैंने लाल किले से कहा था भारत समय को भी मोड़ देने का सामर्थ्य लेकर चल रहा है.
Mr. Modi said the next generation GST reform process, which seeks to make the law simpler, will be completed before Diwali and bring down prices. The Prime Minister also called upon the private sector to increase investment in research and development in sectors like clean energy, quantum technology, battery storage, advanced materials and biotechnology. The Prime Minister said India is working with full force towards its goal of becoming a developed nation by 2047, and the basis of a developed India is a self-reliant India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon scientists to prepare for the exploration of deep space, as these unexplored areas hold vital secrets for the future of humanity. In a video message on National Space Day yesterday, Mr. Modi said India has already reached the Moon and Mars, and now it is time we must explore deeper regions of space. He announced that India is rapidly advancing in breakthrough technologies such as semi-cryogenic engines and electric propulsion. He said with the dedicated efforts of our scientists, India will very soon launch the Gaganyaan mission and in the coming years build its own space station.
Aap sab vaigyanikon ki mehnat se Bharat Gaganyaan ki udaan bhi bharega aur aane wale samay mein Bharat apna space station bhi banayega. Abhi hum moon aur Mars tak pahunche hain. Ab hame gehre antariksh mein un hisson mein bhi jhonkna hai. जहां मानवता के भविष्य के लिए कई जरूरी रहस्य छिपे हैं. Beyond galaxies lies our horizon.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate a two-day All India Speakers Conference at the Delhi Assembly in the National Capital today. The conference is being organized to commemorate the centenary year of Vitthal Bhai Patel assuming the office of Speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly as the first elected Speaker in the country. Speakers of 29 state assemblies and Chairman and Vice Chairman of Legislative Councils in 6 states will attend the conference. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sithivani Liga Mamda Rabuka, will be on a 3-day visit to India beginning today. The delegation will include Minister of Health and Medical Services Ratu Antonio Lalabalavu and senior officials. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this would be the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rabuka in his present tenure. During his stay in New Delhi, he is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. India's Department of Posts under the Ministry of Communications has decided to temporarily suspend all postal articles to US from the 25th of this month. The decision came following an executive order by the US government under which the duty-free exemption for goods valued up to $800 will be withdrawn with effect from 29th of this month. At the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Kazakhstan, Ilavinil Valarivian, Shambhavi Shirsagar and Narayan Pranav picked up their second gold medals. India finished the day with 22 gold, 8 silver and 10 bronze to remain at the top of the medal tally with 40 medals. And the 145th edition of the U.S. Open Tennis kicks off today at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in New York. And that is the end of this news bulletin.